other his. Okay, so thank you guys for dropping by. We're going to leave you with Population Drops here while he gets set up. And I'll see you next week.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the Population Drops, ending off the morning after show. And now it is time for my show. It is called Mantis Cabinet. It is hosted by me, and I play awesome music. So, we are going to start it off with an awesome track, and yeah, that's about all the intro you need. Okay, fine. This is by a band called Kinski. The album is Alpine Static, and this is the track Hiding Drugs in the Temple, Part 2. No, there isn't a Part 1. I hate when they do this. There's no Part 1. It's... Oh, well. Oh, well. It's probably the least of my worries. But Hiding Drugs in the Temple, we can judge if that's a good idea or a bad idea. Although, what kind of temple and what kind of drugs would you hide? Put, like, aspirin behind, like, the altar? I don't know. Anyway, this is Hiding Drugs in the Temple. Alrighty, so that last track was by a Montreal band, Wolf Parade, super duper good. They've been around for a while and then just recently broke up, but I don't have internet anymore, because, you know, I'm cool and internet's lame. No, because my computer's kind of screwed and I just don't get internet on it. So this is an older band, as in their first album was 05, so not too old. They released three albums, 05, 08, and 2010. Really good stuff. Thoroughly recommend it all. And that was off their first album, Apologies to Queen Mary. It came out on Sub Pop Records. And that was the track Fancy Claps, which was a friend of mine's band name in high school. And I thought, oh, wow, isn't that an original name? And then 2 years later, I found Wolf Parade, and I was like, you guys suck. Well, no, they were a good band, but then my appreciation and respect for their original name and, you know, cool name was just gone, much gone. But anyway, I digress. Good, very good stuff. And the track before Kinski, I Googled, because I wanted to know if anyone actually puts drugs in temples. What are some of the best places to put drugs? And no, a temple did not come up. They had all these creative ways, but no one said, oh no, guys, don't worry about it. I just stash my drugs behind the altar in the temple. I go to my local temple with my stash of pills and just stuff them there. So I'm not sure if that Kinski track was a very useful tip on what to do with your aspirin. Or caffeine, or what other drugs are there? Aspirin, caffeine, cold medicine, what else? I don't think I know any other ones. So yeah, those are some of the most common, I think, drugs we have. The only ones I know of. But anyway, I'm gonna stop talking. I didn't get much sleep yesterday. I never get sleep. And as usual, my head is empty. So let's do something different. Now I have to choose something appropriate. Bam! Alright, this is a great track. This is by one of my favorite bands of all time. They've broken up and I've never gotten to see them. Super awesome band from Toronto. Released 3 albums. All of the albums sound like that Tortoise album with the xylophone. Or that Tortoise album with the xylophone sounds like this band. But either way, really good stuff. This is the Hylozoists off their album La Fin du Monde. And this is A Warning Against Judging a Christian Brother. These are weird song titles. Jeez, what about something normal like Song 1 or Song 2? I don't know. God, I'm sorry you guys have to listen to this. Alright, I'm just playing more music. Thank you.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Yes, become a friend of CITR because CITR is awesome, and then you get to be my friend. Although that might actually not be that great of a thing. Although I digress, sometimes it can be very nice. Other times, like when my head is as empty as this and I have not slept as much as this, people really wish they had a mute button. We just listened to a band called the Hylozoists, super duper good band from Toronto. As I said before, they were active, I think, in the early 2000s and have since kind of like stopped doing anything. Although I don't know if they officially ended, in so much as they just haven't released anything. They were releasing first in 2002 and then their most recent in 2009. But really good stuff. Hylozoom in general is I'm quoting Wikipedia here because Wikipedia knows everything. Is the philosophical point of view that all matter is in some sense alive. So everything has souls or alive or something. Then there's some nitpicky distinctions here from other theories. But you know, really, really cool. It originated in ancient Greek thought. Now, you got your favorites, Thales, Heraclitus, Anaximenes. This stuff I know. This stuff I study. Anything remotely useful, I don't know. But if we wanted to know what this old dead Greek dude thought 3,000 years ago, I know what he did. I know exactly, well, not exactly what he thought, because I wasn't there, but, you know, I got it. So that's it. Very similar to any Leibniz fans out there. I have to write a paper on him for tomorrow, so he's very much in my mind right now. Also a very cool dude whose name is Gottfried. I thought that was pretty cool. It can be converted into Gottfried, which is just funny, because he got fried. See, this is what I think is funny today. This is a very depressing moment in my life. That being said, I can probably save it by playing awesome tunes and talking less. So here we go. This is a band called Te, and I believe the album is called Boldly You Desire Understanding. It's a really long album name. And the track is called If You Put Also the Pearl of Nocturnalescence on the Darkness, .. I will find out the full album name and title because it's awesome. But this is a great track. And yeah, by a band named Te, just T-E. Short band name, ridiculously long song titles. But yeah, enjoy. Right, so that was a lovely bunch of music all in a row without me interrupting. Yay. So we're going back. That first band I said was Te. Their album, they're from Japan, super good stuff. Their album name is called Boldly You Desire Understanding, Entangle Exhausting Sound, and Promise at the Outside Prescribed Limitations of Letter. Yeah, I don't know what that means either. The song I played was called If You Put Also the Pearl of Noctilucence on the Darkness, the Optical Color is Shot, but if it exposes to broad daylight, charm is lost. Yeah, see, I don't know. Their entire album has these weird long song titles. And since they're an instrumental band, it has nothing to do with anything. I think one of my favorite song titles they have is Going/Participating 23, 111, 251, 931, 5,900, no, 596, 217, 555, 415, 040. It's a great song title. This really is awesome. But they're a super good band. And such a short name, too. T-E. Like, jeez. But anyway, really, really good stuff. Then the next band I played was this little instrumental acoustic outfit, also from Toronto. That seems to be an unintended theme for the day. They are called The Livin' Art, and this is off their first self-titled album called The Livin' Art. They've recently completely reformed and have now become a more ska-ish, punk-ish band with a rapper. Still really good, still really solid instrumental stuff, but no longer the laid-back two dudes with acoustics set they had before. Nonetheless, check it out. If you ever find yourself in Toronto, definitely worth checking out. They're really good. Then we went up to Maps and Atlases, a great band from Chicago. That's in the United States, in Illinois. Just learned that from Wikipedia. Really useful resource for things you don't know, which with me is apparently a lot. That was the track Witch off their album You, Me, and the Mountain. Oh, so I just like found this in my iPod and started listening to this again. Really good stuff. But I also in Wikipedia found out they've released three new albums since that one, which came out in 08. They released one in 10, 11, and 12. So I have a lot of homework to do when I get home. Well, when I have a chance to download the rest of their stuff. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. So I think we're going to need to switch it up here a bit. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but the 17-year-old thug in me is really, really behind this driving force. So on November 29th, being Thursday, Mickey Avalon is playing in Vancouver. He is maybe one of the few, with the exception of the Beastie Boys, well, including the Beastie Boys, Jewish rappers. It's not really a thing that we do, rap, but nonetheless, and he is coming on Thursday playing at Fortune, and the 17-year-old thug street gangster kid who thought he was so real is just screaming to go, and in honor of that, this is So Rich, So Pretty.
Drake is Jewish now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, now he's Jewish?
Yeah.
When was he not Jewish?
Recently.
Really? All right, so Drake is now Jewish. What do you know? I did not know that. There's another one. Woohoo! Adam Sandler's Jewish, too.
He doesn't rap, though. Oh, does he?
The Hanukkah song? Yeah, the Hanukkah song. Supposedly Moses was a rapper, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was quite a thing back then. I was there. I was there. I'm original Red Sea pedestrian. Yeah, okay, anyway, see, this is why I shouldn't talk. But bonus point of the day, Drake is now Jewish. Mickey Avalon, So Rich, So Pretty.
I like a girl with caked up makeup in the sunshine, smoking cigarettes to pass the time. Who wakes up to a bottle of wine on the nightstand, bites and scratches the blinds, but I ain't found one quite right yet. So I step with Pep to the Parker supermarket. Her apartment best be messy, and Lisa don't mind when I call her Leslie. She's got a dress with class in Jean Paul Gaultier and an Hermes bag and 4-inch tips made of ostrich. Sharp enough to citrus her lips, spread gossip. Won't say sorry when she offends. She comes over to my place in her old man's Benz in gold and silver and jewels of all colors. And she doesn't take them off from but tearing up the covers.
Come on, get it before I change my mind. Come on, kid, don't waste my time. So rich, so pretty. The best piece of ass in the whole damn city. So rich, so pretty.
I like a girl who eats and brings it up. A sassy little fancy with bulimia. My best friend's a plastic surgeon, and when a beamer's in the shop, she rolls the bends. Manny's and petties on Sundays and Wednesdays. Money from mommy, lovely in Versace. Costly sprees, it's on Ebony's. And I love to watch her go through 50 G's calmly. She gets knotted with her Pilates body and thinks it's really funny when her nose goes bloody, cause the blow's so yummy and it keeps her tummy empty and makes her act more friendly. Dance another way, and she won't say nothing when she makes her man stray.
Come on, babe, before I change my mind. Come on, kid, don't waste my time. So rich, so pretty, the best piece of ass in the whole damn city. Come on, babe, before I change my mind. Come on, kid, don't waste my time. So rich, so pretty, the best piece of ass in the whole damn city.
I've heard you come before, Mickey. Go get my purse, Mickey. Lock the door, Mickey. You're just a midnight snack. Shh, don't talk back. You're just a boy, Mickey. You're just a toy, Mickey. You're just a boy, Mickey.
Come on, babe, before I change my mind. Come on, kid, don't waste my time. So rich, so pretty, the best piece of ass in the whole damn city. So rich, so pretty. So rich, so pretty, so rich, so pretty, the best piece of ass in the whole damn city.
this crazy swing.
Electro Swing Vancouver celebrates its first birthday with special UK guest, The Correspondents. The Correspondents have floored countless audiences, with The Telegraph UK rating them as their top 10 highlights of Glastonbury Festival 2 years in a row. They will be joined by a live vaudeville band, burlesque, and a fire display for an all-around spectacular night. Retro dress is encouraged. Advance tickets are $15 at escv1yearanniversary.eventbrite.ca or at Woo Vintage. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and So Salacious.
'90s alternative rock band Dave Myself are celebrating their long-awaited album. Find there on Friday, November 30th at the Rickshaw Theater. 16 years in the making, Find There delivers an onslaught of guitar-driven grunge rock with intriguing, intricate rhythms and left turns that keep the audience on edge. With special guests, previous tenants, One Life Animal, and Hermetic. Get your tickets at www.liveatrickshaw.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and I would like to remind anyone who does not know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So we just listened to Mickey Avalon's self-titled album. Nice Jewish boy. He was born under the name Yeshe Pearl. God, so Jewish. But he had a very troubled life, and by his mid-20s was prostituting himself out to pay for his heroin addiction. Then he got into the music industry, and things I don't think went that well, seeing as he's been on three tours. Well, that's not too bad. Well, three tours in 6 years is probably not the best. And then released two albums 6 years apart. So I don't know. He's also been booed off stage multiple times, and in the Netherlands, he had a food fight with the audience. So that didn't work out so well for him. He left after 25 minutes and threw his microphone. But hey, it's a great track. Then we went across the sea. Well, is it the Pacific Ocean? Atlantic Sea. It is the sea. The Atlantic Sea is on the East Coast and the Pacific Ocean is on the West Coast.
It's Atlantic Ocean, isn't it?
Is it the Atlantic? Oh, it is the Atlantic Ocean. Jeez.
It's definitely not the Pacific Sea. No one calls it that.
Okay, no, it's not the Pacific Sea. We know it's not it's the Pacific Ocean. Oh, this is why I shouldn't talk. Google will know. Jeez, why don't I know this? This is like fifth grade geography. Atlantic Ocean? Oh, it is the Atlantic Ocean. And that was the Atlantic Sea a thing. No, it is not. It is called the Atlantic Ocean.
Ding, ding, ding.
Look at that. We won. I am now...
Edit that.
I don't know. I don't. You know what? I'm gonna think that I know fourth grade geography. So Jamiroquai is a British band formed in '92. They've released a lot of really cool things. Their bass player is unreal. Like, he's ridiculous. Those bass lines are freaking awesome. And yeah, I mean, that's really all I have to say about them. They've had a lot of material out. Definitely really cool. And yeah, their picture on Wikipedia, and the lead singer, his name is Jake. His name is JK. Like JAYKAY. That's got to be a fake. There is no one who is named JK. It's got to be the word. Like, if your last name was K, would you name your kid J?
That'd be hard to do.
Yeah, really hard to do, but nonetheless. Maybe his name was James. That probably makes
James
more sense.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, better than JK. But anyway, that's Jamiroquai. Oh yeah, in the picture in Wikipedia, he's wearing an awesome hat. That's what I was gonna say. But clearly, this has been evidence that I should not be talking nearly as much as I am. So we're going to play something awesome, like this for 40 seconds. Thank you. Well, that was delightfully awesome. Here's another great tune, and this is by a band called Lemon Jelly, also from Britain, and this is Nice Weather for Ducks, a great tune off their album Lost Horizons. Enjoy!
Ducks are swimming in the water. Falderalderalder, falderalderalder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Falderalderalder, falderalderalder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Falderalderalder, falderalderalder.